Our New Testament reading comes from the Gospel of Luke and chapter 11. He was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread and forgive us our sins. For we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. And do not bring us to the time of trial." And he said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend and you go to him at midnight and say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived and I have nothing to set before him.' And he answers from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, at least because of his persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds, and for everyone who knocks, the door will be open. Is there anyone among you, if your child asks for a fish, will give a snake instead of a fish?" Andrew.
Thank you. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the relationship we have with you. And Lord, as always, we pray, help us to hear what you have for each of us this morning. Amen. Let us therefore approach the throne of grace with boldness, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. That's how the writer of the book of Hebrews describes the way in which we should pray. And I wonder how many of us, though, if asked, would use that word, boldness, to describe our confidence level when we pray. Now, certainly the writer of Hebrews thought that this was the appropriate attitude to come to God with when praying. But my guess is if we were to take a straw poll of all of us today, our mileage would vary. But actually this morning what I want to look at is why we can be both confident and bold when we pray, and how this is actually all down to the God who we see in Jesus far more than it has anything to do with our own efforts. So hopefully at the end of our time this morning you will have your inner prayer warrior encouraged to grow a little bit. Because in our passage from Luke's Gospel, Jesus gives us 3 key instructions in how to pray. Verse 9, he says this, "So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you, search and you will find, knock and the door will be opened for you." Ask, search, knock. We're going to look at what each of those might look like for us as we pray. So first up, let's have a look at ask. Now, many of us, and I know this from lots of years of ministry, many people struggle with the idea of what to pray for. What is appropriate to ask God or to talk to God about? Is it okay to pray about X, Y, or Z? Is it all right to pray for myself? And here, earlier in this passage, we see Jesus gives us this amazing gift that we now refer to as the Lord's Prayer, as the ultimate guide of what to pray. So it starts, "Father, hallowed be your name." So prayers of praise and thanks that remind us of who God is. They are great things to have on our ask list. Next, "your kingdom come." We're to pray for God's way of doing things to come to pass here on earth. So that means justice, peace, healing, wholeness, the bringing down of barriers, right relationships across all people. Those are the things they should be on our ask list. Then we have, "give us each day our daily bread." This is prayers for the everyday stuff of life that sustains us. So that might be very practical things. It might be super practical, in fact. It could be that we have enough food, enough shelter, and adequate income to meet our basic needs. But equally, it could be about whatever your day holds in store. This could be prayers for your job, for your children, your relationships, your interactions with people each day, for what you need from God, from the Holy Spirit, to play your part in all of those things. And we have, and forgive us our sins as we forgive everyone indebted to us. Look, we all mess up. We all sin. We need God's daily forgiveness and fresh start and the capacity to forgive others who've hurt us. It's a good thing to ask for in our prayer. And do not bring us to the time of trial. And again, I think this is about asking for prayers of guidance, to be led and shown God's way rather than our own or some other way that might be more destructive or harmful to us. And the Lord's Prayer gives us all these different things that literally Jesus says, bring this stuff to me in prayer when you ask. So there's a good reason that we should be bold and confident in these prayers, because we know this is what Jesus has told us to do. He's precisely said to us, look, I've spelled it out in detail. When you pray, these are the things to ask. Know that if you're asking those things, you're doing the right stuff. And the Lord's Prayer is a great framework for prayer. If you don't already have a daily quiet time, or you want to try something different, going through the Lord's Prayer line at a time, using them as diving off points to pray into, you simply can't go wrong. It is the perfect tool to help you grow in confidence and boldness in prayer. So that's ask. Next up is search. Now, you're probably thinking, well, I've got to go somehow hunting for God or unlock some mystery to prayer. No. Far from it. When Jesus says search, I think what he's referring to is the example he's just given about the person asking his friend for 3 loaves of bread in the middle of the night. Now, in that anecdote that he gives, there is an example of how persistence pays off and how, more importantly, just as your friend will honour your request, God is not like the begrudging friend. You don't need to twist God's arm or guilt him into hearing us. He is literally right there just waiting for you. You don't have to search and turn the house upside down like you're looking for your car keys to find God in prayer. He is literally right there on the side, metaphorically, where you think he should be. And God is not hard to find, but you do have to look. And it's not a difficult search, but you do actually have to do it. You have to make that time each day to pray. And I think often in our prayer lives, what we need is consistency rather than persistency. A short time of focused prayer every day helps us search God out regularly, so that we know and come to know where to expect to find him. And as opposed to, you know, rather a frantic search because it's been so long that we can't quite recall where to look for God in the first place. You see, our confidence and boldness in prayer grows as we realise how simple that search for God in prayer can be. You simply have to open your mouth in prayer and he's there. So we've asked, we've searched, and the third part of Jesus's suggestions is to knock. Now, if we knock at God's door boldly, do you know what? He's going to open it and welcome you in. And to knock on a door is to request something, isn't it? I mean, specifically, in a literal sense, for the person on the other side to answer the door. And we might feel nervous about making very clear requests of God in prayer. You know, we kind of have that feeling, we go, well, what happens if I knock? And what if God doesn't answer the door? Did I knock loudly enough? Or perhaps I was too loud. Perhaps I came over as rude, and that's why God doesn't really want to hear